Laser 103.3 presents Tales from the Tinderbox.
Normally, Tinderbox comes directly from the DMs, but today we have the live-action version, Wicked.
Oh, good. It's a in-person Tinderboxing. Great.
So I'm at the Fishers of Men meet tent Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Man friend Marcus rolls up on his skateboard.
New boy.
He's nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And there happens to be one of our regulars, David, who called in about the Rush show. He stops by. He
loved David.
Said some very nice things about how he sides with me more than you, Wicked.
Hate David.
Things were going well. And then he said, you need to tell Wicket to stop calling Marcus new boy.
New boy. New boy Marcus. Well, he is
because
your new boy.
He said, I imagine that you're not dating a boy, that you're dating a man.
Okay. All right.
I was like, fair point. Okay. What would you like him to call him? And he's like, man suitor. I was like, Okay. I was thinking man friend, but okay. I look over and Marcus was there. He skated up on his skateboard as he does. Yeah, it's electric. And I'm like, well, he's right there. That's Marcus, like right there. And Marcus just kind of looks over. I continue to talk with David. Eventually, Marcus comes over. First of all, he shakes Marcus's hand really hard.
Oh,
really hard hand.
Is this an intimidation tactic?
I don't know. I don't know. Some dudes just always have the hard handshake, so I wasn't thinking too much of it, but you could physically see the ripples on
I'm
his
shake
arm.
Your hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says to Marcus, if I was a younger man, I'd fight you for her.
In person? How old is David?
Older.
By the way, props to David for shooting his shot.
Well, that's I'm over here like, did we time travel through the meat tent portal to pre-suffrage 1847 where I just don't have a say in anything at all and people just fight for you?
You should have pulled out weapons for a duel.
Yeah, yeah. Then another part of me is still continuously impressed by the Iowa male stock that is so aggressive at their shot shooting, as you said, that I have changed my relationship status. I've deleted Tinder. We talk about Marcus on the show. I post adorable photos of us on Instagram at HeatherLeeMD.
Doesn't matter. Way to go, David. Props to you,
and
David.
And then the third part of me is just flattered.
Like, right. Oh, you're like, okay, I kind of like when everybody wants to fight over me.
But it's so weird.
Because like when you said, you know, if I was a younger man, I would fight over you. I could kind of picture in your head, you're like, do it.
No. But yeah, so that felt like the live action Tinderbox.
It happens in real life, too. It's great.
And it was one of those moments. These are very rare for me where I'm so thrown off. I don't 100% remember the next few minutes. Like the next few minutes, other things were said, but I was like, what just happened? And I was so in my head about like, is this gonna escalate? Like, also thanks, also like, you know. What's going on in your world, Wicket?
Conversely, on the cul-de-sac.
Drain weasel flexi snake.
That sounds like one of the dark web sides of Tinder, Wicket.
I have some backup in my condensation drain line off of my air conditioner, and my P-trap was clogged, and this happened like a year ago, so this is a thing. So I called out the people to come fix it a year ago. It was like $100, and I'm like, I bet I can fix this on my own by just unclogging that. Well, lo and behold, I go to Lowe's. I buy a cheap solution and the expensive solution. I can take the expensive solution back now. The drain weasel flexi snake just kind of rammed it through, did a little of this, you know, a little, unclogged it, drained it, boom. No more condensation, no more overflowing P-trap. I have saved the day at my home.
P-trap, flexi snake.
Drain weasel.
Ram.
Drain weasel.
If this happened to me, this would be a very different story, Wicket.
I know, but how, I cannot tell you how much water poured out of that condensation overflow line just by using my Flexi Snake drain weasel and ramming it through my pee trap.
Wild West.
You know, it's crazy.
You're
out there.
Hanging with Heather and Wicked.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.